क्वेश्चन, व्हाई इज अर्जुना कंसिडर द ग्रेटेस्ट आर्चर व्हेन ऑल हिज आर्चरी स्किल्स डिपेंडेड ऑन कृष्णा ओनली? विदाउट कृष्णा ही कुड नॉट इवन डिफीट सम काउहर्ड पिग. सो इफ ही वॉज नॉट इवन इक्वल टू अ स्ट्रीट फाइटर विदाउट कृष्णा, देन इट इज कृष्णाज क्रेडिट. कृष्णा इज देन व्हाई इज अर्जुना कंसिडर द ग्रेटेस्ट आर्चर? आंसर, there are two distinct issues over here which are being confused. See, there is the human agency and there is the divine agency, or there is the human initiative and there is the divine empowerment. So in this world, God usually does not act directly. God acts through his agents. And which agents does he act through? God is completely free to act through any agent. But he usually acts through competent agents. Or he makes the incompetent competent. Or those who have trained themselves to be competent, those who have trained themselves to be committed, he uses them. So, when we are looking at things philosophically, we have to understand not just the philosophy, we have to understand the purpose of the philosophy. So, the point which I am making here is that Arjuna practiced tirelessly. Arjuna is known as Gudakesha. He would conquer sleep because all night he would be practicing the archery skill that he had learned in the daytime. He was so committed to trying to become the best archer for the sake of Dharma. So, he worked very hard and he had tremendous skills. At one level, it was his hard work. If Arjuna had not worked so hard, Arjuna had not committed himself to hours and hours and years of practice of archery, and not just practice of archery. Arjuna performed severe austerities in order to get further weapons from higher beings so that he could become a more competent archer. So we cannot just neglect this and say everything was done by Krishna. Yes, it was done by Krishna, but Arjuna, he, by his hard work, by his commitment, by his austerity, he made himself an instrument that Krishna could use. And Krishna used him gloriously. So we have to, if we are doing something very well, and if we are becoming proud because of doing it very well, then we can remember how Arjuna was not able to do anything after Krishna departed. He could not even defeat cowherd men. So, we can remember that my power is not my power. It is actually coming from Krishna. Whatever I am able to do, it is Krishna's gift to me. So, that way, when we tend to become proud, we can maintain humility by remembering that whatever it is that we are able to do, which is making us proud, that we wouldn't be able to do without Krishna's mercy. So let's focus on Krishna and be conscious of Krishna's glories, not our own glories. At the same time, when we are dealing with others, if somebody is excelling, we do see the hand of Krishna over there. It is Krishna who is acting this person. This person is speaking so well. This person is singing so well. It is Krishna who is empowering them. But that person has also worked hard. So there is, in every action that we do, there is a divine empowerment and there is a human agency. So both have to be acknowledged. To acknowledge only the human agency and not acknowledge the divine empowerment, that is a materialistic vision. Mm-hmm. But to acknowledge only the divine agency and not the human agent, that is being impersonal. Because that particular person has also worked hard. So, at one level in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna tells Arjuna that whoever thinks that I am the doer, they are illusion. Prakrite kriyamanani gunai karmani sarvasya. Ahankara vimudatma kartaha miti manyate. Says those who think that I am the doer, they are simply deluded by ahankara, by ignorance, by arrogance. But then, at the end of the Bhagavad Gita, what does Krishna tell Arjuna? Now, you do as you desire. So if the to think that one is a doer is itself an illusion, Then why is Krishna telling Arjuna, Yatha Ichasita Thakuru? 18.63. And then what does Arjuna say at the end, 18.73? It's Karishye Vachanam Tava. I will do your will. So at this point, Arjuna is saying, all my doubts have gone. And if all his doubts are gone, his illusions are gone, then why is he saying, I will do your will? Is he in illusion thinking that I am the doer? No. Actually, in 18.16 in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna resolves this by saying that, what is the illusion? Tatraivam sati kartaram atmanam kevalam tuya. Pashyati akrita buddhvitvan asa pashyati durmatihi. To think that atmanam kevalam tuya. To think that I alone am the doer. That is the illusion. To think that I alone am the doer, that is the illusion. So we are the doers, but we are not the sole doers. We are able to do when Krishna empowers us to do. So in all activities, we need to see both the human agent and the divine empowerment. And whenever anybody does anything good, if we are appreciating that devotee, if somebody sings very nicely, and then we go and tell them, no, it is just, you are not singing, it is Krishna who is singing. No, we would be minimizing that person. That person worked hard, that person practiced, that person became an instrument for Krishna. Krishna could have made anybody an instrument. Krishna has made that person an instrument. And that is because of that person's commitments. We appreciate that. So, at the same time, if we are ourselves becoming proud, then we make ourselves humble. Without Krishna, I would not be able to do anything. So, yes, the Mahabharata dramatically illustrates how without Krishna, Arjuna was completely powerless. But then without Krishna, everybody everywhere would be powerless. So then there would be nobody who would be the greatest archer, nobody who would be the greatest singer, there would be nobody capable of any kind of greatness. So anybody who has any kind of greatness, that is because of Krishna. Yad yad vibhuti matsatvam shrimad urjitam evava tatta deva avagachatvam mateyo amsha sambhava. Whatever attractive things we see in this world, they manifest a spark of Krishna's splendor. So we have to see things in a way that helps us to remember Krishna more and more. So if we are able to do something wonderful, and then that makes us feel humble, that Krishna is so kind, and Krishna is even using a person like me to speak something or to sing something or to do something, then by our doing wonderful things, if we are remembering Krishna, then that is anukul to our bhakti. So we see that, yes, I am the doer, but Krishna is doing through me when I am endeavoring to do. When we see somebody else doing something wonderful, and then we start becoming envious, why is this person doing so wonderful? But you can see it's not I who am doing, it is not this person who is doing, it's Krishna who is doing through them. And if Krishna can do such wonderful things through such a person, and that makes this person so attractive, then how much more attractive will Krishna be? In this way, whatever happens, we adjust our vision in such a way that we direct our thoughts positively towards Krishna. Thank you. Hare Krishna.